إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا ما بعد. Welcome all of you in this class of Manhaj. Still reading from the book of Honorable Sheikh Al-Allama Dr. Salih bin Fawzan Al-Fawzan حفظه الله تعالى ومتعه بالصحة والعافية وسائر إخوانه من علماء أهل السنة وغفر له ولوالديه وللمسلمين والمسلمات آمين. Last question was هل بيان بعض أخطاء الكتب الحزبية أو الجماعات الوافدة إلى بلادنا يعتبر من التعرض للدعاة؟ A question that Alhamdulillah will read to you the answer of our Sheikh is clarifying some of the errors found in the books of partisanship or deviant groups that have recently come into our country considered opposing the colors. And we give you the answer that the Sheikh says, no, it is not. Because those books are not books of Dawah. And these people are callers to Dalal wal-iyadu billah. He said, rather these mistakes have to be made clear. Now, and this has it's not to be taken as laymans or those who wants to support the mubtadi'ah by saying, why you talk about so-and-so? He's a Muslim. He says, la, rather, it's important, it's from the deen of Allah to refute those who call to evil and those who wants to take the people away from the path of Allah. And I mentioned to you that the brother Jamal Abu Farihan al-Harithi, hafidhahu Allah, one of the students of the Sheikh Fawzan, he's the one who compiled this book and took care of it until it became a book. He has brought on the footnotes very, very important benefits. Very important benefits. And I'll read to you, inshallah ta'ala, these benefits. When the Sheikh, he mentioned, when the ulama of Ahlul Sunnah, they refute a person, regardless his country or his color, okay, because of his mistakes, because he's calling to evil. And it is not a refutation, it's not personal. Because sometimes people, when they are refuted, they say, well, that's for personal reasons. Some ulama, they don't do that for personal reasons. He said, but rather it's from the nasiha of the ummah. This is nasiha, you have to advise the people. And I'm going to mention, I'm going to read just in English, because it's a long, inshallah ta'ala. We're going to read the English, inshallah ta'ala. He says, if this is done from the perspective of criticizing men with regard to their trustworthiness and reliability, and so that the people will not be deceived by them. Okay? So that the people will not be deceived by them, especially those individuals who have influence and have followers, such as the leaders of movements, then this can be found in the books of Jarh wa Ta'dil, criticizing the people based on their mistakes, based on them opposing the manhaj of the Salaf. Has nothing to do with their country and color. Okay, it's not personal. And in the books of history and biographies as well, you will find this. There is no harm in doing this, meaning criticizing and refuting the people and their mistakes, pointing out their mistakes, for he who has the authority and ability to do this. Now, those who have the ability, of course, the ilm, knowledge. This is done for the purpose of informing about the condition of an individual and warning against him, and not for the purpose of giving self-gratification. Okay? The people of Bid'ah and Hizbiyyah, they do that. And when they do, when they talk about someone, because they want to knock him out, get him out of the way, out of their way. But Ahlul Sunnah, they don't do that. Because Ahlul Sunnah, alhamdulillah, they have ikhlas. Lillah. They want to, that the deen of Allah is established among the people. They're not looking for karasi, for positions in the parliament. Or, no, they don't. They just want to teach the people tawheed and the aqeedah. Sheikh Muqbil, rahimahullah, now that's what came to my mind, but the examples are many. Sheikh Muqbil, rahimahullah ta'ala, they said to him, Ya Sheikh, are you... He was talking about the knowledge and how he loved the knowledge, and somebody made a statement about him being the ruler. The Sheikh, he says, if they ask me right now to be the ruler, I refuse. Knowledge is more beloved to us. Now, Sheikh Rabi'a Tuh, Hafidhahullah Ta'ala, mentioned more than one time. He says, SubhanAllah, he says, now I'm closer to the grave, and people say I'm doing this because I want to get closer to the ruler and get positions in the government. He says, we refused those positions when we were young. He says, those positions came to us for real when we were young, and we reject them, we don't want them. Now I'm close to the grave, I want to do something, so, SubhanAllah. So this is very important. Ahlul Sunnah, they, when they criticize Ahlul Batil, they do it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They inform about the condition of an individual and warn against him, and not for the purpose of getting self-gratification. Look at the example of Imam Ahmad, rahimahullah. When he was asked about Hussein al-Karabisi. This man was famous. Knowledge, can talk, eloquent. Okay? Famous, many followers. But what Imam Ahmad said about him? Mubtadi'. He is an innovator. He replied saying, an innovator. As you can find this in Tariq al-Baghdad. That's why the ulama, they mentioned a person to be upon the haqq has nothing to do with his followers, how many followers. Don't be deceived by the many followers. Sheikh Al-Albani, many times he says, don't be deceived by the followers of a person, don't be deceived by his doctors. He has a PhD in this, PhD in that, PhD in this. He says, listen until you see his manhaj, where he's upon. Now he has thousands and hundreds of thousands of followers. He has PhD in this field and fiqh and here, I don't know, tafsir, lugha. But what is his manhaj? Is he upon the right path that which the Prophet ﷺ left the Sahaba upon, or something else? That's very important. He said, and when he was asked about Al-Mahasibi, another one, a famous person in his time, Sheikh Imam Ahmad, rahimahullah. Okay, with another person, Al-Mahasibi. He has a lot of followers, he can talk, he's eloquent. Okay? And even they had refutation, this guy, they have refutation against other deviant groups. Okay? Still listen to the answer, because they were not clear upon the path, upon the manhaj of the Salaf. Look at this Imam, Imam Ahmad, who was a fitna in his time. I mean, as a test for people. Those who love Imam Ahmad, they know they are people of Sunnah. Because this man was upon the haqq. Those who hate Imam Ahmad, they know these troublemakers. People upon Baqir. Likewise in Egypt, those who love Al-Layth ibn Sa'd, they know them. These are people of Sunnah. Those who talk bad about the Al-Layth ibn Sa'd in Egypt, they know they are people of innovation, and Hizbiyyah, and doesn't matter what they put out in front of the people. So when he was asked about this man Al-Mahasibi, he said, Imam Ahmad said, there is an evil man. SubhanAllah. ذاك رجل سوء لا تكلمه ولا كرامة. He said that there is an evil man, do not talk to them, to him. There is an evil man, do not talk to him, not to them. There is a mistake in the English translation, okay? Those who have the book in English, correct that. Do not talk to him. لا تكلمه ولا كرامة. He deserves no honor. Ya Subhanallah. Now people, he tell them, Ya Akhi, hold on the manhaj al-salaf, be upon the manhaj, stay away from Ahlul Bida'. Yusuf Estes come in downtown, they go to him. You know, Yusuf Estes come in downtown, they, oh, let's check what he has. Don't talk to these people. People are not upon the manhaj of al-salaf, leave him alone. Now, why do you want to go check? Check what? If something needs to be checked, is you, your manhaj. Not just being in the classes of manhaj and learning, and now when it's time for application, now you want to go check something? Leave those people alone. Those who play and they're not upon the manhaj of the salaf, you don't want to go and sit with them or nothing. Don't listen to them because of the shubuhat. What if they put a shubha in your mind? How are you going to get it out? The ulama of the sunnah, these are the ulama of the salaf. When a mubtadi' comes, I want to talk to you, he said, don't. I don't want to talk to you. They put their heads, their fingers in their ears. No way. He said, the ayah of the Quran. Not even an ayah of the Quran. I want to hear nothing from you. Until you get back and get it straight. Be on the path. We're not on the same path, so how can I talk to you? Can you talk to someone, you're on 80 West and he's on 75 South? How are you going to talk to him? You know, you're going to be on the same path first. And also when Abu Zur'a, Al-Razi, the great Imam of Hadith, from the Imam of Hadith, Abu Zur'a, he was asked about Al-Harith Al-Mahasibi, the same man who Imam Ahmed said about him, that's an evil man. Okay? When Abu Zur'a al-Razi was asked about this man as well, Al-Harith al-Mahasibi, and his books, he replied, beware of these books. They are books of innovation and deviation. Stick to the narration. Allah. So beware of his books. This is a famous man. But doesn't matter to them because they know the path he's upon, the manhaj he's upon. It's not the clear path. It's not the right manhaj. He's not upon the methodology of the Salaf. They war against him regardless he's famous or not. And once again, remember, they do that not because he has more followers and they want more followers out of jealousy. No, they do it for the sake of Allah. The ulama of Ahlul Sunnah, they would love that everybody is upon the haq. You know, Imam al-Shafi'i says, وَدِدْتُ أَنَّ النَّاسَ تَعَلَّمُ هَذَا الْعِلْمُ وَلَمْ يُنْسَبْ إِلَيْنَ مِنْهُ شَيْءٍ. He says, I would love if the people learn all this. They don't even mention nothing to me. You know? But the ulama, they have to teach the people. Okay? But they don't want anything. They don't put themselves in front and the like. And the Shaykh, he says, unfortunately, some of the callers and youth in this land of Tawheed, meaning Saudi Arabia, because the question involves Saudi, but this, Saudi is not the only country that is afflicted by this Mubtadi'ah. Is mostly every single corner and country, they are afflicted by this Mubtadi'ah, Al-Ikhwan Muslimun, and the Haddadiyun, and Sururiyun, Qutbiyun, Tabligh, Sufis, Khawarij, name it. Okay, Ash'ari. He says, unfortunately, some of the callers and youth in this land of Tawheed, Saudi Arabia, have welcomed these deviant and misguiding books with warm acceptance and have exchanged that which is better for that which is evil. Because they have the haq, they have sunnah, they have salafiyah in that country, alhamdulillah. The curriculums that they study from KG, you know, from until they graduate from any faculty or any school, they study Tawheed, ثلاثة أصول، كتاب التوحيد، قواعد أربع، كشف الشبهات. They study the عقيدة of the Salaf. Still now they're going to bring the عقيدة of قطبية and سرورية and إخوان أشعري and Sufis. That's why he says they exchange that which is better for that which is evil. He says he can even find among them you can even find among them those who praise and glorify Abu al-A'la al-Mawdudi and his books. This is a deviant person, Abu al-A'la al-Mawdudi. You find them in the land of Tawheed, they praise this man who go against the way of the Salaf. They praise Abu al-A'la al-Mawdudi and his books. Likewise, Muhammad Surur ibn Naif Zain al-Abidin. It's another deviant man. He's the one who started the deviant movement of Sururiyya because of his name, Muhammad Surur. And remember, we talked about that before. Their main characteristics is to defame the ulama. And so that to keep the people away from the ulama. And they attack the rulers, Sururiyya. They constantly talk about bad rulers and expose their mistakes and lie on that, like Muhammad al-Mas'ari and many other than that. Also Hassan al-Banna, he says, now you find people who grow up in land of Tawheed, studying the curriculums of Tawheed, now they praising these people. Abu al-A'la al-Mawdudi and his books, Muhammad Surur, Hassan al-Banna, the founder of al-Ikhwan al-Muslimun, the Muslim Brotherhood, Sayyid Qutb, Hassan al-Turabi in Sudan. These are Ikhwan Muslimun. And their likes from among the people of innovation, such as Saleh al-Sawi. You know Saleh al-Sawi? He's in America. An Egyptian man in America. He's a great Ikhwani, big Ikhwani. Saleh al-Sawi. And Muhammad Ahmad al-Rashid. Okay? Someone may say, he says, why do you throw all of them together like this? Why you put them all together in the same bracket? Is it because some of the people whose names you mentioned reached a level of fame that you didn't reach? You see, some people, they say that. They're like, just because they're famous, and they have so many followers, they're all over now, you guys jealous, that's why you want to talk bad about them. You see? Shubuhat. So I will respond saying, fame should not prevent someone from clarifying the truth, which is more beloved to us than everyone. The methodology of the Salaf is clear in warning against the deviant and destructive methodologies. It's clear. If someone rejects this statement, it is better for him to say, bring the proofs against those you have mentioned. Now, that's all they have to say. Instead of them, because, see, subhanAllah, Sheikh Muhammad bin Hadi, I was listening to him earlier. Excuse me. I was listening to our noble Shaykh, Dr. Muhammad bin Hadi, حفظه الله وشفاه وعافاه ومتعه بالصحة والعافية. And he was talking about this. He said, when one of the ulama refute somebody, and then you find his followers, just instead to ask this very simple question, show us the mistakes. He says, and keep in mind, that most of the time, if it's not all time, when an alim refutes someone, that refutation is built upon adillah. And they were put out there. But those people, they don't even want to read. They just hear, oh, so-and-so refute, oh, because he's jealous. Oh, he doesn't have many followers. So why don't you just ask? Why don't you just read? Why don't you just ask this question? Is this alim of yours, you, the Salafis, when he refutes this man or this book or this group, does he have any adillah? He has any books that did this, or he has any... Where is the fatwa? Is it online? Is it in his website? Where? Is it on the CD, on the tape, cassette? Where? They don't even ask this question. And if they would ask this question, they will find the adilla, alhamdulillah. So the Shaykh, he said, it is better for that person, because we're supposed to be on the haqq in the end of the day. Nobody going to help you. Blindly following a person is not going to help you. Unless you be upon the haqq. Like one person, he said to Shaykh Maqbil, rahimahullah, because Shaykh Maqbil, he was very harsh on Ahlul Bidah, rahimahullah. And they said to him, ya Shaykh, so now you're warning against Ikhwan Muslimin, Sufi, Tabligh, this, Sorori. So you want the people to leave them and come to you? That's what you want? That's why you're warning against them, so that people come and rally behind you, right? The man said, wrong. I'm calling them and myself to be on the haqq. So I don't want nobody to follow me for my person, but rather myself. And all of you are supposed to be on the haqq. That's it. That's the bottom line. So he said, it's better for that person to say, bring the proofs against those you have mentioned. So the brother, he says, if this is the case, I say, first, Al-Mawdudi. You want the proofs about Al-Mawdudi? Why Al-Mawdudi is an innovator? Why Abu al-A'la Al-Mawdudi is an innovator? Here it is, he says. He said in his book, Rasail, ومسائل. And they bring you the Adilla, they bring you the pages, the books of these people. أولا المودودي يقول في كتابه رسائل ومسائل. He said in his book رسائل ومسائل. Page 57, the edition of 1351. This evil from long time ago. Almost 100 years ago. Okay? Some 80 years ago. Plus. He said, Kana Rasulullah, look what this man, Abu al-A'la al-Mawdudi, who's a famous guy among the Ikhwanis, and he's one of the ulama, dear ulama. Look what this man said in his book. Kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yadunnu khuruj al-Dajjal fi ahdihi aw qariban min ahdihi. ولكن مدى على هذا الظن ألف سنة وثلاثمائة سنة وخمسون عاما قرونا طويلة ولم يخرج الدجال فثبت أن ما ظنه صلى الله عليه وسلم لم يكن صحيحا. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. What juhal, this ignorance. Look this Abu al al-Mawdudi, what he says. He says, the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم used to think, no adab even with the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. This man Abu al Mawdudi, because there is some books of his out there in English. He says that the Messenger of Allah used to think that the Dajjal would appear during his time or close to his time. And then this man says, however, 1,350 years have passed on this speculation from the Prophet. On this speculation from the Prophet. Many long centuries, and still the Dajjal has not appeared. So this proves that his, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the Prophet's speculation was not correct. To take knowledge from this guy has no adab with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وزاد في طبعة طبعة أخرى 1362 وقد مات ألف ولم يخرج الدجال فهذه هي الحقيقة. Look, this same man, in another edition, okay, in the edition of the year 1362, how many years after the first one? 11 years. Man, he's still on the same thing. Because some people, when they read this, they say, well, maybe there was a mistake. Or maybe I don't know what. Well, what? After 11 years, he still say what he said in the other edition of the book. He added to this saying, However, 1350 years have passed and still the Dajjal has not appeared. So this is the reality. You see? قال وهذا إنكار واضح لخروج الدجال التي تواترت بخبر خروج الأحاديث الصحاح. So now the problem is in here, this man, by him saying this, it is confirmed, he says, this is a clear rejection of the advent of the Dajjal, for which there are many authentic ahadith reported informing of his coming. وقال في صفحة 55 كل ما روي في أحاديثه صلى الله عليه وسلم في الدجال ثبت أن كل ذلك كان رأيا وقياسا منه صلى الله عليه وسلم وكان في ريبة من أمره أعوذ بالله. Then he said also in page 55 it is confirmed, I don't know who confirmed this to him, it is confirmed that everything that has been reported in his ahadith, meaning the Prophet ﷺ ahadith, concerning the Dajjal was just the opinion and estimation of the Prophet ﷺ. And that he ﷺ had doubts over this issue. This is Mawdudi. I know. This is Abu al-A'la Mawdudi. أليس هذا إنكارا للدجال وتكذيبا لخبر الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم الذي قال الله عنه وما ينطق عن الهوى إن هو إلا وحي يوحى. Then the Sheikh says, is this not a clear rejection of the Dajjal and a denial of the Prophet or of the reports of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم about whom Allah says and he does not speak from his own desire. الحمد لله. يكمل الله إسلام. الحمد لله. نعم. How many times I sneeze? Hope you like count. I was listening to Sheikh Al-Albani this morning in one of his tapes, Fatawa Rabia. As far as amazing, maybe he was sick, rahimahullah. He sneezed like more than 10 times. But he says Alhamdulillah himself. Whenever he sneezes, he says Alhamdulillah. And the people continue to say to him, Yarhamukallah. But I didn't hear him telling them, hey, don't say Yarhamukallah. I didn't hear him say that to them. Allahu A'lam. But even though there's a sunnah that about that, alhamdulillah. على أي الحمد لله. طيب. He also says in his book, actually they miss the translation of one portion. يقول أبو محمد الحسن بن علي البربهاري, he mentioned statement of Imam Barbahari, but it's not translated. It's not translated. أبو الإمام البربهاري, he mentioned ولا يخرج أحد من أهل القبلة من الإسلام حتى يرد آية من كتاب الله عز وجل أو يرد شيئا من أثار رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. فقد وجب عليك أن تخرجه من الإسلام فإذا لم يفعل شيئا من ذلك فهو مؤمن ومسلم بالإسم لا بالحقيقة. He mentioned a statement of Imam al-Barbahari who says that no one will exit Islam from the people of Qibla, meaning the Muslims. Those who are Muslims, they do not exit Islam and leave Islam until and unless they reject one of the ayats from the Book of Allah or any narration from the narration of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, to the end of what he says. ويقول المودودي في كتابه أربعة مصطلحات القرآن الأساسية إن الله سبحانه أمره, يعني الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم أمر الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم في سورة النصر بأن يستغفر ربه ما صدر منه من أداء الفرائض, يعني فرائض النبوة, من تقصيرات ونقائص. لا 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 يا سبحان الله. Look what this man said in another book. page 156. Allah commanded the Prophet ﷺ in Surah Al-Nasr to seek forgiveness, right? Who knows Surah Al-Nasr? Who wants to recite Surah Al-Nasr? Naam Nasr. Ahi Nasr.
إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحُ رَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْهُ إِنَّهُ كَانَ
أَحْسَنْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He commanded the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to seek forgiveness. Okay? But look at Mawdudi, how he understood that surah of Surah Al-Nasr. He says, Allah commanded the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Surah Al-Nasr to seek forgiveness from his Lord for the deficiencies and shortcomings that occurred from him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with regard to fulfilling the obligations. Meaning the obligations of prophethood. We seek Allah's refuge from such a lie. ألا يكفيه ما وصف الله به نبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من صفة العبودية التي هي أكمل الصفات البشرية فوصفه بها في أكثر من آية من كتابه جل وعلا. He said, is it not sufficient for this man, Abu al-A'la al-Mawdudi, that Allah has described his Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم with the characteristics of servitude, عبودية, which is the most perfect of human characteristics. He described him with this attribute, slave of Allah. Aina, slave of Allah. In many verses throughout his book, what is he with respect to the Prophet's statement in the hadith about the three people that ask about his worship, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to which sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, as for me, then I am the most dutiful of Allah. I'm the most dutiful to Allah amongst you. It is as if the Prophet's answer here applies to this same issue. And this man, he was saying, Allah commands the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to ask forgiveness for his deficiencies. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. There's another part that was not translated. قال بل إن المودودي عرف عنه. This is not translated as well. This part I'm going to read in Arabic. And this is maybe because of, maybe I'm reading from another edition. Okay? Because maybe this is different editions. Okay? Because this book now I'm reading in Arabic. What edition is this? We got to think good about the translator. Okay? That's from our manhaj. And we're learning the manhaj. This is the Tab'a al-Thalitha. Huh? Tab'a al-Thalitha. And this one here, what edition is this? Second edition. See? Second edition. And that's the benefits of editions. What they do, they add sometimes certain things. Okay? They find more information, alhamdulillah, and they put it. So we think good about our brother, Jazakallah khairan, who translate. May Allah reward him. Maybe, see, that's true. You gotta have husnul dhan first. Not, the brother don't know how to translate. Why I have to get to that? Try to find out first. I'm reading from the third edition in Arabic, but the English is the second edition. Okay? So, that's what I told you. The benefits of different editions is that they correct the mistakes in the previous edition. And also they may add more information that is valid and is needed to support the same matter. So, alhamdulillah, that's why he explains it. Allah, I have to think good about my brother. As the, one of the Salaf, he says, if you see a shortcoming from your brother, try to find excuse for him. And if you don't find excuse, just say, maybe he has one, I just don't know where it is. Nah. Tayyib. I was waiting for something. Easy? Yeah. But, hey, alhamdulillah. So he says, بَلْ إِنَّ الْمَوْدُودِ عُرِفَ عَنْهُ الْإِسْتِهْزَاءُ بِالسُّنَّةِ وَلَدَى إِخْوَانِنَا أَهْلِ الْحَدِيثِ فِي الْقَارَةِ الْهِنْدِيَةِ رُدُودْ عِلْمِيَّةِ عَلِيَّ مَقْرُونَ بِالْأَدِلَّةِ تُوَضِّحُ الْحِرَافَاتِ وَانْحِرَافَ فِرْقَتِهِ الَّتِي تُسَمَّى بِالْإِسْلَامِيَّةِ. He says, rather this Mawdudi, he was known to make mockery of the Sunnah, make statements and mockery of the Sunnah. He says, our brothers in India, Ahlul Hadith, of Ahlul Hadith in India, not Indiana, India, the country, Mumbai, and New Delhi and all them, okay, the big elephants and grass. In India, they have some refutations based on proofs against this man, Aina, that make clear his corruption and deviation, and his group that he call it Islamic group, Aina. What the Shaykh mentioned when he mentioned certain names? He mentioned Abu Ali al-Mawdudi. Who he mentioned after that? Muhammad bin Surur. Muhammad Surur. Here is Muhammad Surur. Thaniyan Muhammad Surur bin Naif Zain al-Abidin. Why this man was mentioned amongst the innovators? Is he because he's a Syrian or Egyptian or Moroccan or Somalian or Gambian or white or black or rich or poor or tall or I don't know what? No. Man has problems. Regardless of his color. You know, the ulama, they refute the people based on what they put out there. Man annaf faqad ustuhdif. That's it. Here is this man, Muhammad Surur bin Naif Zain al-Abidin, sahib majalat al-Sunnah, walahi tastur min London. Waiya majalat al-Bid'ah. وقد ملأ مجلته بالتهيج السياسي وأشغل الشباب به ويربيهم على تكفير الحكام وطعن العلماء الربانيين السلفيين أئمة البلاد السعودية والتكفير بالمعصية. قال وحتى لا أطيل عليك بالإعادة راجع التعليق رقم 76 المتن والحاشية من هذا الكتاب والوثائق هناك. وهذا مرة معنا. The second man that was refuted is Muhammad Surur bin Naif Zain al-Abidin. He is the owner of the magazine As-Sunnah. He was a famous, this was a famous magazine years ago. Some 20 years ago, some. It was a famous magazine which is printed in London. Look at these people. He resides in London, in the land of Kufr, and attacked the land of Tawheed. He has filled his magazine with political instigation and preoccupied the youth with this, raising them with the ideologies of declaring the leaders disbelievers, criticizing the profession Salafi scholars who are the imams of the Saudi lands, and declaring Muslim disbelievers due to sins. Tawam. He says, for the sake of not repeating myself, please refer to question 28 of this book, along with its accompanying footnote, where you will find a record of his statement. And we have read that before, alhamdulillah. This man is very dangerous. He caused a big fitna, this Muhammad Surur, and he's still. وَلِعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ ثَالِثًا حَسَنَ الْمَنَّةِ وَقَدْ تَمْ قَدْ تَقَدَّمَ ذِكْرُ بَعْدِ حَالِهِ. The third person who was mentioned in the refutation is Hassan al-Banna, the founder of Al-Ikhwan al-Muslimun. Sheikh Muqbil used to call him Al-Ikhwan al-Muflisun, the bankrupt Ikhwan. Al-Ikhwan al-Muflisun, the brothers of Shaitan. He says this was preceded, actually. He says we have mentioned some aspects of his condition under the footnote to question 33 as well, because we're in a question 46. So you can get back to that because we have read to you that, alhamdulillah. Rabi'an Sayyid Qutb. قال رابعاً سيد قطب تقدم ذكر بعض أقواله في العقيدة. As for Sayyid Qutb, we mentioned previously some of his statements with regard to creed, and the footnote to question 19. قال وأما تنقصه لعثمان رضي الله عنه والقدح فيه فقد ملأ كتابه العدالة الاجتماعية في الإسلام بذلك. فيقول هذا التصور لحقيقة الحكم قد تغير شيئا ما دون شك على عهد عثمان، وإن بقي في سياج الإسلام لقد أدركت الخلافة عثمان وهو شيخ كبير، ومن ورائه مروان الحكم يصرف الأمور بكثير من الانحراف عن الإسلام. Look at these people, they have no respect. والعياذ بالله to the صحابة of the Messenger of Allah. This man said قطب he said we mentioned previously some of his statements with regard to creed under the footnote to question 19. But as for his degradation and criticism of Uthman, this is Uthman radiallahu anhu when he was the Khalifa, then he has filled his book Social Justice in Islam. He has a book Social Justice in Islam, a deviant book. Never read this book. Find it, burn it. If you have money to buy it and burn it. He says, this concept of actual rulership changed without a doubt during the reign of Uthman. Okay? Even though it remained within the confines of Islam. Look how they play with the words. He says, the Khilafah was passed on to Uthman while he was an old man, and behind him was Marwan ibn al-Hakam, who would administer and run the affairs for him from deviating away from Islam. Page 214 of the 7th edition.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
As for the, to read to you what the brother mentioned about Sayyid Qutb, it will take longer, and then Hassan al-Turabi, and then the statements of the ulama of Ahlul Sunnah about Sayyid Qutb. Aina, Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen, Sheikh Muhammad al-Ansari, Ismail Ibn Muhammad al-Ansari, Sheikh Hamad Ibn Muhammad al-Ansari, and then mention Hassan al-Turabi and others. And then that, inshallah ta'ala, it will take a longer time. We're going to leave it for the next class, inshallah. But you got to understand this. These are from the shubuhats that Ahlul Batil, they do. And they put out there, and they say, why are you talking about the caller? These are callers. You call to Islam, they call to Islam. It's okay. Allah. Everybody calls, so why are you warring against the callers to Islam? These people call to Islam? Yeah. They call to principles that are not from Islam. That's why Ahlul Sunnah al Jama'ah, it is incumbent upon them. They have to do this. And they don't compromise the deen of Allah. They don't feel the blame of anyone. If someone is have mistakes and calling the people to something else, they have to refute that for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that the people be upon the haqq. And of course, if the way they deal with the opponent and those who oppose the haqq is different, if he's from Ahlul Sunnah or Jama'ah, still the mistake is to be corrected. They don't sweep it under the rug like Ahlul Batil do. The people of Batil and falsehood, oh man, they go blind. When one of them make a mistake, nah, just one of us, let him slide. Let him slide. Slide, and then the Muslims be upon error. You see? But Ahlul Sunnah or Jama'ah, that's why you find refutations from ulama of Ahlul Sunnah from one to another. Sheikh bin Baz, who loves Sheikh al-Albani, but if you read some refutation, you think he hates Sheikh al-Albani. But the haqq is the haqq. Says he was wrong in this, because of this and this, but he still love him and respect him and praise him because he's an imam of Sunnah. So this is the ulama, they refute the haqq, the what is wrong. The mistake has to be corrected, has to be made known to the people so they don't act upon it. But if the person who committed a mistake is from the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, his honor is preserved. They don't warn against him and put him out of the picture. They said, yes, he made a mistake. Jazakallah khairan. And because the ulama of Ahlul Sunnah, when they make a mistake, they don't make mistakes because they want to call to batil. They make mistakes out of ijtihad. And they still are rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the ijtihad, but not for the mistake. But if the person who committed a mistake and called to it on the like, he's from Ahlul Bidah, they refute him, wala karama. They have no honors because they are from Ahlul Al-Batil. They are from the people of innovation. So we learned today something very important. Because some people, they always come to you, the laymen, or sometimes not laymen. Some people, they play that they are from the laymen, but they are from the tools of Ahlul Batil. They support the people of Hizbiyya and Ahlul Bidah, especially the Ikhwal Muslimun. They're like, why are you talking about them? Look, they have so many masajid in the land of Kufr, so many schools. They have so many websites. They have so many organizations. This, that. And now your ulama has nothing to do drinking tea and coffee and camel milk and talking about this ulama, these good students of knowledge. This is not the case. You're telling me, akhi, did they talk about their color, their fathers, their country? Did they say he's blind or he's dead? Or they bring from their books what opposes the manhaj? Which one? Oh, I don't know, man. If you don't know, don't talk without knowledge. Once you learn, and then come and talk. And this way, actually, if you do this, also you will know that person who's supporting Ahlul Bidah, is he one of them, or he's just a miskin, somebody who don't know anything? If he's just a regular person who somebody just, you know, put something in his mind, he will say, yes, you're right. Are you telling me that this ulama of yours, this Sheikh Rabi', he has adilla when he talks about Sayyid Qutb? You telling me that? We'll tell you, yes, he has books. You want books? We give you books. Not just statement, books. And you tell me in those books that he mentioned the mistakes of Sayyid Qutb from his books? Yes, from Sayyid Qutb books, and he give you the name of the book and the edition. He did the math for you, and you don't even have to do no more homework. And he even give you the page and the line. And you can't go. And his books are all over. They've been read by the ulama of Ahlul Sunnah in his time, and they praise him, and they commend those books. Good job, Sheikh Rabi'. Ahsant, barakallah, like Sheikh Rabi' al-Albani. He says, Sheikh al-Albani says, you have done good, ayyuhar Rabi', for refuting the mistakes of this man. That shows he has no knowledge in the fundamental or the branches of this deen. This is a statement of Sheikh al-Albani. When he read one of the books that Sheikh Rabi' wrote in making clear the mistakes of this deviant man, Sayyid Qutb. But now if the person is playing like games and and he's one of the supporters of Ikhwan and Qutbiyya, and you tell him, look, there is many books that are written. He's not going to tell you, oh, bring me the books. He's going to say, yeah, come on, man, anybody can write books. Easy. And they don't want to even read to see the mistakes. With the adilla, here is the mistake, and here is why he was wrong. Sheikh Rabi', he's been telling these people for years, these are my books out there. If anybody finds mistakes that I wronged this man or the other, and I was wrong in my refutation, please correct me. Please correct me. I stand corrected. Until now, nobody did that. But they still want to play the same games. Oh, they just talk about him because he was a mujahid. He wants good for the Muslims. Somebody who talked bad about the Anbiya, about the prophets, about the this one wants good for the Muslims. That's Allah. Assalamu alaikum. May Allah grant us beneficial knowledge and righteous actions. Wa sallallahu alaihi wasallam ala Muhammad wa ala alihi sahbihi wa sallam.